The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
So as things do, once we recorded this episode, Run Disney decided to change everything on us. Well, not everything, but they did decide to change their stance on, can you still run the Wine and Dine half marathon race? And the answer is yes. Yes, you can. This race is going to be available for purchase tomorrow, which is July 30th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. That means these race bibs are probably going to be gone by 10:01 a.m. Eastern Time on July 30th. So if you want one of those villains medals, that is something that you are going to want to make sure that you are online for and ready to purchase. First thing, these races have been slightly discounted since they are now virtual. And yes, slightly, unfortunately, is the word of the day here. But you can go to rundisney.com, look at the Wine and Dine weekend, and it'll give you all the prices and all the information that you need. To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should. And we're perfectly okay with that.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Twitter at GertieTheDino and Instagram at AccessibleInfluence.
I'm Jane, and you can find me on Instagram at RealMousewifeWDW.
I'm Patty, and you can find me on all social media handles as No Guilt Life, and also over on NoGuiltDisney.com. And if you have any travel needs, No Guilt Travel is your travel agency, and I'm happy to take care of those race weekends for you, non-race weekends for you, especially now that we're moving into virtual races. Let's talk about those non-race weekends. happy to help any way I can. So just let me know. That's what we're going to talk about today, actually, is in this time of COVID, in this time of weirdness, craziness that is 2020, the Run Disney Runners came across a situation, and our first official Run Disney race weekend that has been fully canceled and turned into a virtual race has happened. And that's going to be for the 2020 Wine and Dine. And I know when this happened, there was a lot of questions about what's a virtual race, what's happening. Teresa, you in particular were super confused.
Yes, even I know Disney has done the virtual races. They've been doing it for a little bit. I can't remember exactly when it started, but I was thinking logistically, there has to be so many runners who go to a lot of the races but have never done the virtual race aspect. So I figure if I'm confused, there's probably other people who feel like they know Run Disney really well but still have just no clue what's happening. So I thought we should all just talk about this, and I can learn something new today.
Who knows? We might find Teresa signing up for virtual races.
It's a little humid in Maryland right now, so maybe I don't. If there's like a short race, maybe. We'll see how that goes.
I don't know what you mean. It's only 105 here,
right?
All right. So, Jane, give us a definition. What's a virtual race for those that are looking for that info?
Okay. Virtual races, in general. A virtual race is a race that you complete on your own time and at home. So you're virtually participating. You're not actually going anywhere. There's no hullabaloo. But you get some swag. You get a medal. So there's like something in it for you. So a lot of people do virtual races. It's not just a Disney thing. It's a all over the world thing. There's all different themes that you can find for virtual races. There's all different distances that you can find for virtual races. So a lot of people use virtual races as like motivation, you know, something to help them get off the couch. And particularly right now during COVID, there's not a lot of in-person racing going on. So virtual racing is really booming.
Yeah, it is. And the great thing about virtual races is you can do it outside. You can do it on a treadmill. You can do it alone. You can do it with a group of friends. I mean, it can be done in essentially any which way you want. Now, some virtual races might have more specifics tied to them. But if we're talking about Disney virtual races, it's pretty much you pay your money.
And you get runner.
Yeah, and you get a medal, run, don't run. That's really up to you, but hopefully you'll run to earn that Instagram brag, right? So that's the long and the short of what a virtual race is.
And so with the transition from Wine and Dine now going virtual, what is that process for those people? Do they still have to do like the same general time frame to do the race? Like, is it still that weekend? Is it opened up to a wider range of days? Or at this point, because I said it's virtual, it's just like anytime, just go do it.
Yeah, it's pretty much do whatever, whenever, whoever, pay your money.
Right. So what happened is Disney has made the decision that they can't safely put on this race, or I assume that's the decision, you know, based on the wording that they put out, was they decided to turn this into a virtual event. Then all of the runners had options, and your options were get a full refund if you just want your money back, because the virtual is not your thing, you can get your money back. Or you can become a virtual runner. You do have to opt in to that. If you don't do anything, then you're just going to get your money refunded in like 6 to 8 weeks, I think is the time frame that they're putting out there. If you do want to become a virtual runner, you have to opt in on that. And they sent out emails to everybody, not if you booked with a travel agent, I'll cover that in a second, and not if you're with a charity, I'll cover that in a second too. But if you're just a regular person who had signed up on RunDisney.com, you should have gotten an email. They went out late last week. Jane, you got yours, right?
I did. And I did. I was signed up for all of the races, so the 5K and the challenge. And I got two separate emails for them that look exactly the same. So for me, I just wanted the complete refund. So I just clicked through both of them, selected refund, and now I just sit and wait.
Yeah, yeah. So if you had just decided to do virtual, which I I didn't grab a TA bib as I should have. So I had to actually wade in and purchase mine on RunDisney.com like everybody else. And so I got that email. So I actually had to do the choice. And I chose virtual because I'll admit it, guys, it's not even the medal for me. I am all about the shirts. This I am always cold, even though it's been like 96 degrees here in Virginia and it's, you know, fairly humid up here too. My husband is always hot. So he runs our AC at something like 68 degrees year round. I'm not exaggerating, you guys. And I am just always freezing. So probably 360 days out of the year, I wear long sleeve Run Disney race shirts. in my house.
This is such good information for me to know should I ever need to come stay with you, because
you'll enjoy it, Jane. You'll enjoy
it. Also keep my house like an icebox.
Yeah, so if anybody has extra large women's long sleeve Run Disney Race shirts that you want to donate to Patty's Wardrobe, please let me know. I will take them.
I have a box for you.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I wear them all the time, even in the heat of the summer. I still wear them. So that was actually my draw, was I was like, I want the shirt for virtual. And you know what? The additional thing is I will now go and run that 5K, because I am very much struggling this whole COVID thing with running again. It's been hard on me. So at least I feel like I earned the right to wear the shirt. Again, medal, I don't care so much about. In fact, I sold my medal already, but I'm keeping the shirt. So the medal wasn't my draw. It was the shirt for me. So bottom line, Teresa, it's swag. Lots of people have their reasons for running. For me, it was the fact that we got shirts that kept me in this particular game. I may be the only person out there that's running for the shirt, but that's what's happening. And I'm going to go out and do my 5K so that I can proudly wear my Emperor's New Groove shirt.
I think that's a solid choice. I totally respect that.
Right? Do you? Okay, cool. Cool. So that's what happened with Wine and Dine, is they are sending out emails. If you booked with a travel agent, if I'm your travel agent, I am taking care of that for you. I have emailed everybody and requested folks to let me know what they wanted to choose, and then I take care of that on the back end for you. Either way works. Everything else is the same, but I'm just the one that's in charge of like contacting Run Disney for you. So happy to do it. Happy to do it. And if you are with a travel or with a charity, I think that was the same situation for most of them, but charities are all a little bit different. Some charities require that you pay for your bib upfront. Others just say fundraise X amount of dollars, your bib is included. So it's probably up to each charity on how they were handling that to determine if you were able to opt out and get any money back, or if you were just all, you know, by default, now going to be virtual runners, right? So contact your charity if you're not sure about that, as far as that's concerned.
So for anybody who maybe, I know there was a little bit of a struggle with signups for these races, both just in part, I think because the numbers were lower, because Disney was trying to be safe and trying to figure out what's the right amount of people they could have register. So now that it is virtual and they don't have those restrictions, is there ways for anybody who can still sign up that maybe missed out on the opportunity originally?
Yes, and maybe. How's that for a very solid answer?
I'll take it.
Yes is going to be through charities. There's a list of charities. I actually have it on my website. I'll put it in show notes for you guys. There's a list of charities with Run Disney who have some bibs that they were unable to sell. And they are still selling them as charity, raise funds for charity / earn your virtual medal options. Again, each one is going to have different rules. They're going to have different race availabilities. You're going to want to contact them and find out. That's the yes answer. The maybe answer is what I'm gathering by phone calls. And again, I talk to a variety of different cast members every day. Each one has a different perspective and each one has a different story. So none of this is the gospel truth, right? This is kind of like one step above the bus driver telling you things at Walt Disney World. This is the cast members who tell us these things. And my understanding of what has happened is when Run Disney decided to switch to virtual, they just had no idea that there would be that much interest in signing up. They knew that some people were going to want refunds and they understood that, but I don't think they were prepared or expecting people who were not able to get into the race to go, oh, I love those medals. I want that shirt. I want to sign up for it. So they had no plan to resell the bibs that are being returned. Because if you can imagine, at least in my case, it's almost an even 50-50 split of my runners, half of them are going virtual and half of them are asking for full refunds. So there's going to be a lot of race bibs that kind of get returned. My assumption is that Disney already ordered or has a contract for a certain amount of shirts and medals, right? If that's the case, then why not reopen it back up and make some of that profit back, right? Make some of that money back. I don't know that they're going to do that or not. But in my head, what makes sense as far as a timeline is we all have to decide and make our choices on virtual or non-virtual by July 5th or 6th. I can't remember the
cut. August. Might be.
August. Yes. Thank you. August. Is it August 5th or 6th?
I'm not really 100% sure.
We're going to say 5th just in case, guys. So make your decision.
Hold on, because more so, are we going to have this episode out by
then? This is going to come out after that, won't it?
No, we're going to have to push this one.
Okay. So next Wednesday is August 5th. So right. Pointing that out.
Yep. So we all have to have our decision made by the 5th. So possibly if you're interested in still running this as a virtual, keep an eye out for rentanddisney.com. Look at their social media accounts. Join us in the No Guilt Disney podcast Facebook group because, you know, we're going to be talking about it sometime after that and see if they happen to reopen the links. We'll let you know. If we see it, you'll know it, especially if you're in that Facebook group.
And so I'm guessing because you had mentioned that there's still the delay for people to be able to choose when they want to, if they want to cancel, if they want to still run. So did they give you an indication for when you would actually get your medal? Like, do you have to like at least confirm anything that after whatever point you ran? I know you said they don't really care if you do or not, but is there any additional step you have to do in order to get your medal or get your shirt? Or will they send it out a period of time after registration is officially closed?
Well, again, as Run Disney often does, sometimes their processes aren't very clear. What they have said on one hand is that new links will be sent out to everybody that signed up for a virtual race. And so when you get your new link, you're going to fully re-register again, not have to pay for it, but you're going to re-register again through that process. But I've also been told that no new links will go out and that just once you tell them you want virtual. So in other words, once you answered on that email that you wanted virtual, or if your travel agent called in for you and told you, you do need to go into rendisney.com to your account. And that is one extra step you need to do is you need to fill in the section that has now magically appeared when you've been tagged a virtual runner. There's a new section that talks about virtual racing. It talks about where you're going to get your medals mailed to, and you need to put in an address in that spot. If you don't put in an address, it's not going to get mailed to you. And it very clearly says that. The wording says that. I don't have it in front of me, but that's something that I would encourage anybody who has signed up as a virtual runner to go in and look at and make sure that you put in the appropriate address in that section. Now, if it all gets wiped out and they send us all brand new links, cool. Then you'll have a chance to like fill it all out. But just in case that's not what they're doing, you're going to want to go into rendisney.com, find this little section under your registrations and make sure it's updated with the correct mailing address.
I think that's definitely good to know. So for people, we'd also had this discussion before when it came to registering and signing up for the race. For the people who have the perfect status for the race, meaning they've run every single one of these races since it started, is it going to impact their status? I guess if they choose not to run the race, or if you were perfect and you just didn't sign up initially, should you be looking out for the chance to sign up again so you retain it? Does this impact it at all now that it's virtual?
So there's perfect runners are, for anybody who doesn't run Disney and doesn't understand, perfect runners are people who have run every year since the event has started. And so my best friend, Megan, hey Megan, she is a perfect wine and dine runner. So she's been running every year since I think it's 2010. And they were told that whether or not you choose to participate in virtual has no effect on your perfect status. So they will maintain perfect status even if they choose not to run this year, they'll just run again next year. Hopefully we'll be able to have races again in 2021. And then they'll just keep going with their perfect status. Now, I know that there's some concern with the challenge for Wine and Dine, which started 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. So this year was supposed to be the fifth running of it, which would have been the year that people become perfect, but it's not running. So technically, according to Run Disney, and this was similar with Star Wars, technically no one is perfect for the challenge anyway. So as long as, you know, you continue to run next year, 2021, after 2021, you will be considered perfect for the challenge, if that's what you were focused on instead of on the half marathon. So, I mean, they're trying to do whatever they can do for everybody that's running. And I think that's good.
Yeah, I think in just given the situation, that seems like it's the most fair decision they could make.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
So for anybody who, if they have never done a virtual race before, but they enjoyed this experience, I guess this might be a time will tell thing after this race period has completed. But from what you can tell so far, is this pretty much the same process as the regular virtual races that Disney puts on, minus the soul-crushing cancellation of a visit to Disney?
Soul crushing. That is accurate. Basically, for those that weren't aware, if you love virtual races, they do a summer series. Run Disney does a summer series virtual race every year. This is the fifth year that they're doing it. And I have these two adorable medals sitting on my desk right now. I've actually already done my 5Ks for both of these two races. I am waiting on my third medal, and I have not run that 5K. So look, it's working, right? It's getting me out there to actually do these races. But they do go on sale every year. I think this year it was in March. And guys, it sold out in minutes. It sold out so fast. It sold out so fast in part because I think the writing was on the wall with COVID and everybody's races, spring races, were getting canceled. And they just wanted, I don't know, to feel part of Disney, to feel connected to the community. They wanted something. And so these virtual runs sold out very, very quickly this year. And I would suspect if any additional, you know, if we kind of continue on this trend where running races, it becomes harder and harder to actually put on, and virtuals become more the accessible option, I could see these Run Disney medals, again, continuing to be a thing and continuing to be a quick sellout thing and going forward. But as far as like the actual steps, it's the same steps. You sign up, you pay your money, you wait for your mail. You run or don't run, it's up to you. You can run at any time that you want. If you want to really embrace it and get into it, which is a lot of fun, Run Disney creates these cute little printable bibs that you can put your name on, and you can print them and you can hold it up or wear it even when you go running. I've seen some people who have created their own race shirts, and they've had their kids like draw start line or finish line on the, you know, in chalk, sidewalk chalk, you know, on the front yard, and they've run across. And so there's a lot of fun ways that you can have some fun with this, but it's not a replacement for running at Disney. I will be the first person to tell you that. It's not the same. Absolutely not the same. No. But it can still be a lot of fun. So to answer your question, it's very similar. You still do not have to put any time anywhere. I think that's the number one question that I keep seeing in Facebook groups. Not in ours, because our runners know, but in all the other Facebook groups that I'm in, I see a lot of that is, I've been looking everywhere. Where do I submit my time for my virtual run? And the answer is, sweetie, you don't have to. It's, you know, you ran it. Yay. We're so proud of you. Take a picture, show us, and we'll all support you and everything. But you do not have to submit any time anywhere. And that is the same for the Wine and Dine. You do not have to submit a time for that race either.
And so actually, I have one more question, and it is specifically for you, Patty, because I know you loved a themed running outfit. So are you still going to run in whatever costume you would have done for Wine and Dine?
So here's the thing about that, Teresa. Jane, you know you're involved with this because I will be staying at your house.
I know.
Here's the thing. If anybody is a Run Disney runner and you remember back in 2017 when the half marathon for the Donald was canceled, do you guys remember this?
God, that was so great. It's literally one of my favorite memories, which, by the way, could be an entire other podcast of its own. But to say that I was thrilled that race was canceled and really thoroughly enjoyed watching a Twilight marathon and heckling it for like 6 hours. God, that was great. Carry on.
I'm laughing so hard because that was exactly my feeling. I was supposed to run that race as well. And it was legit going to be the first race that I was going to get swept. I was not trained. I was not prepared. There was no way that this was going to happen. So the sheer glee and joy that was on my face when I was walking through the Animal Kingdom Lodge lobby and saw the sign that said, "We're sorry, runners. This race has now been canceled." Had to have been priceless, guys. But the fun part about that cancellation, dialing it back, besides my lack of ability to actually have gotten my ish together and trained for that race that didn't happen, was that there were so many runners who made it happen anyway. That's my favorite Run Disney memory, I think, is actually the cancellation. And then all of the runners who got out, and as soon as it was safe in the morning, they ran their half marathon around like 20 loops around the Pop Century Lake or whatever it took. But all these runners went out and did these races. The Coronado Springs Resort, those folks like went all out. They had signs. They had the resort people, the people that the cast members came out and cheered on the runners in this little makeshift fake faux half marathon event that happened around the properties. And there were all these great pictures and all these great stories. And I just loved it so much. There's people that were like, I didn't want to go outside because I was still concerned about the weather. So I ran mine on a treadmill inside one of the spas at, one of the deluxe resorts. So there was all these different stories about how different people still managed to get their half marathons in virtually, but still on property. So Teresa, I am not committed to this yet, but...
But you're going to say it on air and then everyone's going to hold you to it.
Maybe so. But that's kind of what I have in my head is I still want to come down to Disney and I still want to quote unquote, have my race on Disney property. So I could do a 5K Jane, you run there all the time. You can tell me exactly what a 5K will be and I can make it happen right around the boardwalk and such.
Yeah. I mean, the boardwalk has a really easy loop. I will say though, I know that there are some groups that are saying like, oh, hey, let's get a bunch of people to come and do it. And I just, kind of want to throw it out there that maybe having a bunch of people running these races might be a little tricky during the times of COVID. But, if you want to solely run out there and do a 5K on your own, I can absolutely tell you how to do it.
Well, I will let you know if that ends up happening. Because
notice, you're not coming with me. Say I was going with you, as I did not when that half marathon got canceled.
Well, neither did I. But I love this idea of the community like still finding a way to carry on. And to your point, like I get what you're saying as far as like big groups still trying to have these like fake races.
Yeah,
I don't envision that it's going to be anything huge. Like it's not going to be what Run Disney was going to be trying to put on, right? With 13,000 runners all at one start. You're going to get maybe 5 or 10 people that show up and, run all at their own paces. Like I feel like it's no different than what I see when I'm out on my walks or my runs at night, passing neighbors and such. I just can't envision it's going to be a ton of people, but I could be wrong. And if so, then obviously that'd be something I would socially distance myself from, because I am not about running in order to catch COVID. Not going to do that. Not interested. But that being said, if I do run, there will be a costume, absolutely a costume involved, one way or the other, even if it's done at my house and not there on Disney property. I will absolutely find some kind of amazing costume, villain themed. I don't know what that will be yet, but it'll happen. Absolutely.
I mean, I have like 15 costumes in my closet, just FYI.
Well, there you go. See, I'm going to come pick up my long sleeve shirts that you have hoarded for me.
That's right.
Pick out my costume and then go run around your boardwalk. It'll all be great.
Pick some things out of my boxes of accessories.
All right. So that's what we have as far as virtual racing and all these runs are concerned. Any additional questions? Teresa, do you have for us?
I don't have any, but I'm sure that there are other people who are just more familiar with the races and probably have like individual questions that they might want to have answered. So Jane, how can they reach us if they have more questions?
If you have more questions, you can reach us either by email, NoGuiltDisneyPodcast. No?
No.
Yo, why do I do this?
Yeah, don't send it to that. Please don't send it to that email.
Oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? If you would like to reach us, you can email us at noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com. Or you can join us in the Facebook group, which is No Guilt Disney.
Yes, that.
And make sure you join us each week on the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl run Disney alone. Bye, y'all. Jane.
You were doing so good.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.